Hello, rap fans. It's Richard Herring here. Thank you for listening to my podcasts, powered by Acast Plus. Do tell your friends if you think they might enjoy them too. And do come and see me on tour in my show, Can I Have My Ball Back? Go to richardherring.com/ballback/tour for all tour dates, going to lots of places in the UK. Some extra gigs added in London at the Leicester Square Theatre and the Bloomsbury Theatre. The Leicester Square Theatre first gig is very nearly sold out, so do rush along to those shows, London, if you want to come along. Some of the shows selling fantastically well, some of them selling pretty badly. Hello, Swindon. Do you know I'm coming to your town? Please buy some tickets. And I do have to give a trigger warning. I've done the show only a few times and 6 men have passed out. After the bit where I explain what happens to you during an operation for testicular cancer. So, are you man enough to handle my balls? Only come if you are, have lots of balls and are not scared of balls. There is some mild testicle trauma involved in this story of testicular cancer. It's mainly funny, though, and if you don't come, that means you're scared to come and I'm going to judge you, so... It's like going on a fairground ride, so do come along. It's going to be very exciting to see if you make it through. I'll give you a badge if you make it through unscathed. Anyway, come and see the tour, richardherring.com for all that news. Some great Rahulastapas coming up, I have to tell you, in the next few weeks. The tour was a lot of fun. Thanks very much to everyone who came. Sit back, relax, and enjoy my stupid fucking podcast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, my finest of friends, and welcome to Emergency Questions, our Rahulastapa spin-off. Episode 1 went so well that we have decided to do another one. Thank you to everyone who's got in touch to say they enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. Still waiting for Channel 5 to get in touch. Look, it doesn't have to be Channel 5. Dave, Poker Zone, any channel could do it. I mean, I know Channel 4 or BBC aren't going to do it. Let's face it. But Channel 5, that's my... I've gone in with the highest that I think I can get. But, you know, if you're if you run another channel... And you're not doing that well, give me a call. This will be cheap, especially if we don't get very good celebrities in it. So anyway, the idea of this, if this is your first one you're listening to, is that over the course of the 500 plus episodes of Rahulastapa and Rahef there have been, I've asked many emergency questions to many people. And this is a compilation of some of the funniest answers to one of the questions each time. But what will this week's question be? It's a mist. Don't look at the blurb which says what it is. Before I should have said that at the start. But from now on, don't look at the blurb, because otherwise the surprise of the roulette wheel choosing the question will be spoilt. Let's spin the roulette wheel to see what the question is. Oh my gosh, I can't believe the roulette wheel has landed here. Only on the second episode. This is pretty full on. To find out what the question is for your ears, if you can't see the roulette wheel that I can see in front of me with the answer, let's go to one of the first people, if not the first person I asked this question to, the wonderful Catelyn Moran. If you had to do a human centipede with two other people, if you had to, but you could choose the two other people, and you're in the middle.
That was going to be my question, because then, okay, so it's I need someone that I like pooing into my mouth, and then someone I hate strapped to my ass.
Exactly, you've got it. Everyone else hasn't really got this.
Okay, whose shit would be delicious is basically what you're asking me. Who do I think has a brilliant diet? Well, I mean, judging by the last series of Nigella, she's eating a very lovely, healthy diet now. Her bottom would be a pleasure to have your nose rammed into. Yeah. I think I would absolutely... Yeah, I can happily spend so my lips to Nigella Nelson's anus. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So that would be in front. Okay. And then who would I shit into the mouth of?
Yeah.
Well, I guess... I feel that he shits into my mouth culturally, so it would probably be Simon Cowell.
Okay.
And that is a cheap gag, but I really mean it from the heart. He's the only person I regularly attack in print. Anyone else, no, but I just think with his £7 Mr. Topper's haircut and the palpable air of only having 7 CDs in his collection, 2 of which are the best of Robson and Jerome, is... And his wholesale stealing of the concept of music being on television and the idea that being the karaoke Sauron and us just being trapped in his tiny record collection forever genuinely gives me boils in my soul. So, yes, I'll shit into his mouth. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
That's all right.
Thank you.
I think he would probably die first as well. So for a while you'd be dragging his dead body around. But then you would die. But then Nigella Lawson, I think, would survive.
I think she'll live forever. She's never going to die, is she, Nigella? That would be gutting.
No. But it's all right for her. I mean, it's all right for the person at the front.
Yeah.
It's like mildly inconvenient.
Well, I guess also she's the only one that can talk, and she's got a very soothing conversational tone, and she knows an enormous amount about literature, so she could just basically read aloud to us while the rest of us just munch on shit.
And that would annoy Simon Cowell, wouldn't it?
Oh, he'd hate it, yes. Hate it. Don't talk about Dante! Go! Yes.
But you have sort of cursed her to... it's sort of like she is being punished, so you sort of slightly punished her. But she would...
Well, I mean, you know, we all hurt the people we love, don't we? That's what I've learned from the human centipede.
That's fine.
I once did a photo shoot with her where she had to dress up as me and I had to dress up as her.
Oh, right.
And I can tell any woman in the audience that's an incredibly depressing experience because Nigella was the most beautiful me I've ever seen in my life. Like, Nigella is me. She was wearing a Doc Martens, sort of like tights, little cut-off shorts and stuff. And she looked insanely hot. I looked at her and just went, God, Catelyn Moran could be beautiful. Were she constantly played by Nigella Lawson? And then I just had to be this kind of dog in a dress Nigella Lawson, and I was just very bad at being Nigella Lawson. So don't, if you get that opportunity, don't. That's just be sewn to her instead in a human centipede. That's definitely preferable.
And that's where we see the wonder of the emergency question. We got some information we would never have otherwise got. The next person I'm very excited to hear the answer from is my old flatmate, and he's too gorgeous. It's the wonderful Peter Bainham.
I will ask you this question as it's been requested from the audience. If you had to be in a human centipede with two other people, if you had to be, and you're aware of the human centipede phenomenon, I'm sorry we've lowered the tone. You're in the middle, but you get to choose who's at the other, whose anus your mouth is stitched to and whose mouth is stitched to your anus.
Right.
Which two people would you choose and what... Who would be in front of you and who would be behind?
Donald Trump and Mike Pence. Because I would sacrifice myself for the horror they would have to go through. I would be... No, that's not true, is it?
Well, that's the choice of Peter Bainham, but I can hear you shouting out from where you are. Richard Watwood, comedian and presenter Susan Kalman, say, how will she answer this question? Luckily, you're about to find out.
If you had to do a human centipede with two other people, you are in the middle, but you can choose who the other two people are. Who'd be ahead of you and who'd be behind you?
Richard.
Do you know what a human centipede is, Susan?
I've not watched it, but I understand the concept. You... Can I ask?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen it. Is my mouth sewn to the anus?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not just stuck on with sellotape. What would have thought you just pull it away, couldn't you?
Okay.
But having said that, I don't understand why they don't just get some nail scissors and just cut the thread off. They've still got hands, haven't they? Why don't they just go and get some nail scissors out? We're out of here. They like being in the human centipede. That's all I'm... That's what, once they're in, they like it. They go, no, we could cut this off now. I like it.
I would have... Do you want to know the answer?
I do want to know the answer. Of course, I wouldn't have asked the question.
Gillian Anderson in front.
All right, that's quite good. Yeah.
And... I'm trying to think. I can't see anyone I know in case I meet them. So I'm going to... No, I'll say Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren?
Behind.
Eating you, the mixed shit of you and Gillian Anderson?
Yeah.
Wow, I thought you liked her.
It's not who I actually want, but I don't want to say anyone I know because it will become awkward.
Okay.
I wanted Claire Balding, but, you know... Okay. I know her.
Okay.
She won't listen to this, actually. So I'd like Claire Balding.
Claire Balding on the back.
Claire Balding in the back.
Yeah.
And...
Seems like you're imagining tasting that.
Claire Balding in the back and Perkins in the front.
Okay.
Interesting. Susan Cowman mentioning Helen Mirren for the second... emergency question episode in a row there. My next guest, who's going to answer this question, and I can't believe I asked it to this guest because I was trying to impress her and not put my foot in it and be an idiot like I often am on this show. It's my ultimate fantasy, wonderful comedian and woman and person and human being. Person and human being is the wonderful Dawn French.
If you know, have you seen the film The Human Centipede?
No.
Do you know what it's about?
No.
No.
I'm afraid. Tell me what it's about.
Well, the question is, if you had to do a human centipede with two other people, you're in the middle. Which two people? You can choose the people. Which two people and at which end would they go? So the human centipede...
It sounds unsavoury.
It is very unsavoury. It's more unsavoury than anything you can imagine.
Is it?
It's a film...
Not than anything I can imagine, Richard. You don't know what I can imagine.
I think this is about as bad as it gets. It's a film in which a man kidnaps some people and without their consent. It's really wrong. If you want to do this, please ask for consent.
Yeah.
He sews the anus of one of the person to the mouth to the anus. So the person at the front's on all fours,
yeah.
And then the next person behind has their mouth sewn to the anus of that person,
right.
And then the next person has the same.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah. But it's going to happen to you, Dawn. And you're
it's
in the middle.
It's never happened to me.
But it's going to in this question.
I would choose.
You
want
can choose.
To know who I would choose?
Yeah, someone to eat the shit off and someone to shit into the mouth. You'd be shitting the shit off the person you've eaten the shit off as well as your own shit.
Now you've said that, I can't think of anyone. Before that, I could think of some lovely safe people.
Okay.
Like Wayne Sleep and Rylan. Those are the people I would choose to have front and back.
It's got such big teeth,
but
would you want Rylan at the
them.
Back?
I wouldn't be sewn to them.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be interacting with their feces in any way.
That is
What's
kind
wrong
of,
with
that's
you?
That's a big point.
What's happened? What happened in your childhood, Richard? You've got a lovely wife and a baby.
I didn't write the
Do you
human
talk to your baby with that filthy potty mouth? Yeah.
Justifiably told off there by Dawn French. I can't believe I asked her that. I've never seen the film The Human Centipede either, so, you know, I'm just guessing what happens in it. I should probably have said at the beginning of this podcast, it's quite scatological, this one. If you're not really into hearing person after person talking about being... having someone shit in their mouth while shitting in the mouth of someone else with the combined shit of the first two people. Probably don't listen to this one. Sorry that I put that warning. That's a trigger warning, but it's come a little bit too late, I would say. Let's have a look at who's next on the old agenda. Ah, it's my old mucker, who, if I had a human centipede, he would definitely be sewed to my anus. No, actually, I'd have him up front and the other double act guy at the back. This is Andrew Collings.
If you had to do a human centipede with two other people, it's a nice question.
Yeah, it's nice.
If you had to, yeah. That's the important thing.
Well, because other than choosing to, choosing to have your mouth sewn into the anus of another person.
Yeah, you are in the middle.
And them, it's okay, so they're...
Which two people would you put at either end of you? It's a
right, perfectly that's fair
good
enough.
Question.
It's absolutely fair enough. Dumbo, the elephant.
In front.
I didn't say in front.
Behind.
Yeah. Behind.
You want Dumbo the elephant to eat the shit of you and whoever's in front of you?
So in what sentence, if you took out my name and his name, would that sentence suddenly become palatable to anyone?
Well, it's an odd choice for the front. A, it's an elephant who shits a lot.
Yeah.
B, it's a cartoon elephant.
Yeah. That just makes me feel better about it if it's a cartoon. I go for a cartoon at the front as well.
What's that?
I don't know, I was thinking about it. I didn't know this was coming up, Richard.
No, well, that's why, that's the whole point, isn't it?
Okay, I'll go for the cartoon. How about Edgar the Butler on The Aristocats?
The embarrassing thing about this is we've had those choices so many times before that it's just so hacked. Edgar the Butler from
Edgar the Butler at the front and Dumbo the Elephant at the back. And the reason I've chosen Edgar the Butler is because he, if you remember the film, and the,
I don't, I've never seen it.
Well, all right, but you've never seen The Aristocats.
Seriously,
you've not seen The Aristocats though.
I had, used to have the one of the only albums I had growing up was a Disney's classic album.
Yeah.
And they had some of the Aristocats music.
Okay.
Everybody wants to be
a
cat.
Cat. Brilliant tune. That is a great tune.
The cat's the only cat
that knows where it's at. And then there's a bit where the Russian cat comes in and goes, yeah.
Ironically, there was stuff. Yeah, there was some stuff from Dumbo on there.
Just like that.
They had those. They had the crow. They had the racist crows.
Racist crows are great in Dumbo. Yeah. They're great. I've never seen an elephant fly. You see an elephant fly. Should
we do the racist crows?
I see it. Yeah, come on, let's do it. Let's do the racist crows. I see the dragonfly.
I see the horsefly.
I see the horsefly. It's less racist now, isn't it? We're post Obama now. It's not. It's okay. You see an elephant fly?
I think you might not be on Classic FM anymore after this.
We play that all the time.
So who's the butler? Let's take it.
All right, Edgar the Butler.
Yeah.
He tries to kidnap the cats, the kittens, in fact, to take them away because he thinks, well, no, he doesn't think, he's correct in thinking that he will get the inheritance of the doddery old person in Paris if he gets rid of the cats because they're in the will.
You're not tempted to put Edgar behind you so he's eating
no.
He sounds like quite an
No,
you want
no,
to be
you don't
eating
want to
be, the
I,
shit.
I definitely want the elephant behind me, but Edgar... has got, and I remember this very well.
Never did anything wrong.
Edgar has these kind of trousers with a flap on the back, which seems, certainly from the way they've animated it, to be kind of positioned with some kind of buttons or some fasteners. Good person to have in front of you.
I reckon they'd just probably take the trousers off somebody.
Yeah, but you've
they're mad, Professor. Yeah,
right.
And go,
okay.
It's nice you didn't think of the convenience of the mic. I don't want him to have to take someone's trousers off. Let's take someone who can just unfasten it.
Do you know what?
Let's think of the poor guy, the mad scientist who decided to put this together.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Dumbo's at the back eating the shit.
No, you're right.
When
it comes down to the hard facts of what it would actually be like, it doesn't really matter because it's never going to happen.
Well, yes, I have a surprise for you tonight. Just waiting backstage. Yeah.
Is the weird scientist and Dumbo and Edgar the Butler. Yeah, well, fair enough. I'll just give in if that's the case. I'll let him make the choices.
The genius of Andrew Collins there. I miss him. What a funny, unusual man he is. And only he could answer that question like that. And look where it led us. I think it's time to hear from some of our sponsors. We'll be back after these messages.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to episode 2 of Emergency Questions. And to be honest, congratulations to you if you have made it this far through this quite disgusting episode. Look, we don't just do Rahalastapa on stage. Nearly every guest I do a very short interview with of about 5 to 10 minutes backstage that's only available if you join Acast Plus or if you're a monthly badger, gofasterstripe.com/badges, which is better for us, to be honest, if you want to choose between the two. But if you want all the other Rahalastapa extras, you have to become a member at Acast Plus. So there's a couple in a row now coming up that are from that backstage interview that you may not have heard if you are not a subscriber. The first of these comes from the young upstart, fantastic comedian, Pierre Novelli.
I'll ask you this here, because we haven't asked this on stage for ages. If you had to be in a human centipede with you in the middle, but you've got to choose who was at either end, who would you have in front of you and who behind you? I'm assuming you know what a human centipede is.
I do know. I've heard this question.
Yes. Is there anyone?
It's easier to choose behind you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I would say.
God, who do I really dislike enough to do that to?
We can take all day.
Yeah.
We've got time.
Oh, I will. I will take all day. I've got charts and 3D modelling. I'm going to say that horrible, he's that senator, that US senator.
Mitch McConnell?
No, he's the... Of that ilk, he's the one that looks like a kind of terrifying action man Ken doll.
Okay, yeah.
He's like Nazi Ken.
Yes, okay. Yeah, can't remember his name either. That's fine. I know
that guy.
Yeah.
With a...
Whose poo would you like to eat?
That's a good question. Yeah. So, it's going to have to be like a vegan, right?
I've heard a lot of people say that, yeah. I don't know whether it'll be much tasty, to be honest. It's still the waste products.
But I think the level of fiber, the faster it passes through them, the more it's close to food. Is that, do you think that's
maybe? Hard? I mean, I've never, like, a horse, maybe. It could be a horse and then
just
it's
hay.
It's sort of hay coming through them.
I guess, but then I'm losing out on valuable nutrients. And I want to live as long as possible in that scenario.
And there's a bit of nutrients in hay, but also then you have your mouth stuck on a horse's anus.
That's,
so you die.
That's true. But as long as I can sort of grab the legs, the upper thighs of the horse, and then the senator's kind of punishingly dragged along.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go for a horse. Let's go for
all. Thanks to Pierre Novelli there, and I think we got some backstage at Moss as well, what it's like at the back of the stage at the Leicester Square Theatre. I believe this was the very same day. Not that we record more than one Rahalastapa in a day, you understand, but we sometimes do both the backstage interviews in the same day, and then the guest will come back the next week. This is Eleanor Morton asking, as you might not be surprised to hear, the same question. How many of these are we going to do? It's a lot, isn't it?
If you're going to be put in a human centipede, but you could choose who's, and you're in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, I am in the middle.
You
okay.
Can choose who's in front of you and behind you. Who would you put behind you and who would you put in front of you?
Behind me, let's go classic. Someone like, let's go. Look, I don't want him on me, but I like the idea of a Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Yeah.
And then anyone I know with constipation, I guess.
Really? With constipation?
Yeah. So they don't.
Oh, yeah, constipation.
Yeah.
I was thinking of diarrhea.
You were thinking of the opposite.
For some reason, yes.
That's
a good.
And I won't shame anyone I know who suffers from that.
Right. But then you will, as last week's guest Pierre said, you need to get some nutrients. Not that there'll be much, but
oh, yeah, that's good.
You'll just die. And then we'll respawn die before you. I don't know. You're going to die anyway.
It's going to sound really bleak, but I don't mind dying in that situation. unless rescue is imminent.
I mean, rescue is always a possibility, though. Never give up. If you're in that situation, never give up. Because rescue may come.
My sister's seen all those films.
Actually, I've never seen any of them.
She is horrible.
Okay.
She's a horrible person.
And now back on stage at the Leicester Square Theatre, rather in the echoey backstage area, is the wonderful Jenny Eclair.
If you were going to be in a human centipede, I haven't done this one for a little while, so I think you might have a good answer to this. You're going to be put in a human centipede. You aware what
is
this
that,
is?
That's the sex one.
No, it's a film. It depends on what you find sexy. it's a film in which a mad scientist stitches people together, mouth to anus, in a centipede. Now, this is going to happen to you, Jenny, but...
Mouth to someone's arse,
yeah.
Or is it someone else's arse to my...
Well, I will tell you, you're going to be in the middle. The scientist has made that decision for you, but kindly, he's allowed you to choose who will be in front of you and who will be behind you. Who would you like to have in front of you? Who would you like to be behind in your human centipede?
Am I allowed to shave the person in front first?
I mean...
Our razors.
I think you can probably use your teeth to bite any hair off. Remember to spit it out. You'll have to swallow it for the next guy. The next guy will get a furball of whoever's hairy anus you're worried about.
This is a terrible, terrible, terrible
I mean, I wouldn't
choice.
Say the hair was the first thing that would... The first thing I'd be worried about with that is the fecal matter that
the
would
fecal,
be...
Yeah, some people really like that. Well, some people acquire a taste for it, you know. I haven't acquired that. I don't even like chocolate blancmange. As a little girl, I was once traumatised by a chocolate blancmange that I thought tasted of poo. Right. I've never gone over that since. I don't know how I'm going to handle this.
No, it won't be good.
Okay, can I have someone who's an Olympic swimmer? Because that arsehole will have been chlorinated at least. Okay? I want... Because they often shave as well, don't they? Those Olympic types. They'll be shaved with... Because they're more aerodynamic in the water.
I don't know if
they
have to shave their arsehole to
will,
be aerodynamic.
They will.
Only if they're in the backstroke.
Because a big... A thick, claggy, hairy arsehole is going to slow them down in the water. Yeah, of course it will. So they're gonna shave and they're going to be chlorinated and that's going to be... So I want...
That will only be the case for the to begin with, though, and the hair will grow... If you live, the hair will grow back...
Yeah, but I'm going to be sewn. My mouth's going
to
be sewn.
Right. So the hair
will
be like a little goatee for you around. No one's got into the hair before, so I'm delighted this is happening.
Right. Okay, so I'm there.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's an Olympic swimmer.
I couldn't give a shit who's behind me. I mean, that's just, you know, they've got to just put up with
my can choose,
sloppy ass
you
wiping.
You choose someone you don't like, is
it? Someone I don't like. Okay, someone who deserves it. Well, we'll have Boris Johnson behind me, shall we? We'll just do that.
Okay.
Okay.
I think you'll like it.
It's probably something he did at school.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it probably is. I mean, it's not 100 miles away, is it, from Cameron? So, anyway, what happened to Cameron?
I don't know. It leads you to some interesting places, doesn't it, this question? That you can't... Some things you would never expect to come up do come up in this question. And, do you know, I wonder if how you would feel about getting the chance to ask one of our most respected movie stars this very question. Many people would shy away from it, but not me. This is me asking the esteemed and venerable actor Nick Frost about his own human centipede.
If you were going to be put in a human centipede with two other people...
Yes.
But and I like the fact that I don't have to explain what
a
human centipede is.
Can I say, I've had exactly this...
You're in the middle.
Okay, fine, yeah.
Well, that's the only stipulation. You have to choose who's at either end of you. You can have anyone you want. The mad scientist has allowed you to choose.
Okay, I'd have Boris behind me.
Okay.
Johnson. And I like a girl that didn't eat much in front of me.
Yeah.
Or a boy that didn't eat much.
Okay. And was that a question you thought you were going to get asked about it?
No, I think you're asking what ideally would be my position.
Okay. Where would you like to be?
I'd want to be at the front.
Yeah.
Honest to God, if I was at the front, I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't see any downside to being in a human centipede.
It'd be restrictive.
Sure.
I mean, the others would die, presumably, yeah, fairly quickly. Then, but they would...
As long as you got the telly. You'd be all right. You'd get them into a little,
off eventually, right?
Little cart. Yeah, they would.
I mean, to what extent you can wriggle out of the stitches? Enough wriggling.
I don't know, maybe. I think once they start to rot, then perhaps you could...
And can you pick... Have you got your front hands?
You have your hands?
Yeah, you can just nip back. That's just terrible.
That's a chapter in the book. Of course, once Mum died, I became a human centipede. <didn't you?
laughs> I'm surprised Boris Johnson hasn't come up more often than he has, but he comes up every now and again, so it's fair enough. Let's see what the man called Dave Gorman, one of the many men called Dave Gorman, let's see what he thinks.
If you were going to be in a human centipede, the last time he's ever going to be...
Richard Herring, Stuart Lee.
Wow. Am I at the front?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
No, I'd rather just answer that than think about it. I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a good day.
Here tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we're not going to do it. It wasn't like, well, now I didn't know I had the chance.
Please
I was
welcome.
Really dealing in the hypothetical if you had to, not if you could.
Please welcome Stuart Lee and the mad scientist.
If the question began, if you could be in a human centipede, the answer would be, I wouldn't choose to be in a human centipede. It's definitely posited on the if you had to. There's no other way of that question getting an answer.
Dave Gorman there, and I'm assuming the interjection was from a regular audience member, David Frew, the nuclear physicist. Forgive me if I'm wrong. Sounded like him to me. Let's see what actress and comedian Kerry Godman will have to say to this question. Will she even know what a human centipede is?
If you had to do a human centipede with two other people of your choice, and you are in the middle, which other two people would you choose? So you've got someone to suck
this is like
the
a
shit.
Spit roast.
It's when your mouth is stitched to the anus of the person in front of you, and your anus. I feel we're good enough friends to talk about this. Your anus is stitched to the mouth of the person behind you. So I would choose...
Stitching as in...
Yeah, they stitch it there so you can't escape or stick it. Is that right? Is it stitched? I've never seen a human centipede. It seems disgusting. But so they stitch, they drug you, and then when you wake up, you find that your mouth is on the anus. So, like, they shit into your mouth. And
what?
Then you shit. And you shit into the mouth. It's just a thing. It's the kids are doing
now. I don't
know
of it.
Now.
It's not a thing.
It's the thing.
I've never heard of it.
There's a film called The Human Centipede, and there's another one called The Human Centipede 2. I think it's the same. They probably just add another one on the end. It's probably four. It's like Ocean's 11. They just keep adding one.
There's a storyline with twists in it other than a man being stitched to the anus
man,
of another man.
A madman... I'm guessing, I've never seen it. Kidnaps some people and drugs them, and then when they wake up, they're all soaked. But you can choose the people in my. I'm a nice
so
man.
So who's asked why I want my mouth to
yeah,
be soaked?
Yeah, I would choose Gemma Chan, the actress from Robots, because I'm guessing her poo is probably quite nice. And then I would, on the other end, I'd have Michael Gove, so I would be pooing. Once Gemma Chan's poo has gone through
that.
Me. Then it would go... it's not nice once it's gone through me. And then he goes into Michael Gove's and he's just getting double shit, Michael Gove. I'm only getting
so
Gemma Chan's
shit. So you've got to like the person who's
well,
asked you
Well, it's up to you. You can
dislike the person.
You might want to eat the shit of somebody you don't like. I don't know who you are.
I don't want to eat anyone's shit, Richard, if I'm
no,
honest.
No, but you don't have a choice, do you? That's the beauty of the human...
I don't have a choice.
You've woken up. Your mouth is so open.
And
so there's the poo is
the
poo
anus.
Is... However much,
I'm properly going...
however much Gemma Chan in my case holds it in, goes, I don't want to give Richard Herring the satisfaction of eating my shit because I know he'd do it even if I wasn't so to him. But eventually nature takes its course. That comes in. I go, thank you very much. I would lick my lips, but I can't because...
Michael Gove.
And then Michael Gove's behind me.
Chipping along behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the problem with it is I've still got... Is Michael Gove still there? Isn't
he's
it?
In your life.
He's very much attached to me. He can't.
He would
talk,
spoil though. The front of eating Gemma Chan's shit.
He would
wouldn't
absolutely
he?
Spoil that.
He'd be like, oh, yeah, stuck with this guy.
He'd be going. So-called experts say that poo will come out of her arse and then into my mouth, but I don't believe that is going to happen, Richard. That's
he won't
he
be saying
say.
Much.
He
will
be saying me going. I think you're probably. I don't know. Who's seen the film? Can they talk? They talk a bit. They go. Oh.
No, you've seen Andy, yeah. Yeah. Tip. Have you seen Human Centipede 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen Human Centipede 3?
No.
Is there one?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Where is there to
you
go?
You gave up at 2, right, Andy? You thought, that is, no, that's enough watching people being put in a horrific. I've watched two of them. So who would you choose? We haven't. Who would you like
I'm
to
I'm still
eat?
Really upset about the concept. I don't want to
Yeah, well,
to
no, it's an upsetting...
I mean, it's, you've given it tons of thought.
Well, no, I thought it was very easy for me. That came to me straight away.
Someone you like enough to eat their shit,
well,
someone you hate
the,
enough
the
to shit in their mouth.
The person you least mind to eat the shit. I don't think I...
I don't want to... It, don't.
I know no one wants to be the middle of a human centipede. At best, be the front of the human centipede. That's the best place to be, isn't it, if you're at the front. Don't even have to wipe your bum anymore. It's a beautiful... Yeah. It's a beautiful...
Yeah, be at the front.
You're still eating food, la-di-da.
La-di-da. La-di-da.
That's what you're saying. And then just, well,
you could go about your life. Don't mind these guys.
You'd have to, you know, work together to move along and
well,
stuff.
It's like a pantomime horse. How do you get shit done? I wouldn't want to do the school run explaining, oh, this is Richard's idea. I've got someone stitched to my arse and then someone stitched to their arse.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Okay, it's all right. You don't have to. I can't make that happen unless I've drugged
I'm
that
really,
water.
Really
it could
upset.
Be you, me, and Chris Addison.
Yeah.
If it was you, me, and Chris Addison, which position would you like to take?
Well, you're going on the back.
All right. I think that's a good question.
Gary Godman there. You'll get the bonus of my answer as well. A little interjection from another regular audience member, Andy McH. I know quite a lot of the audience by name now. We've been doing this long enough and... Some of you are kind enough to come back many times. I was pretty funny. I should try being funny in this podcast more often. And I also think I should ask this question more often. It's a pretty good question. Stopped doing it for a bit. Came back. When I was out on tour with this in 2019, I started asking it again. Because as you'll hear from the response from the audience, people out in the provinces, people expect it. I think I was out at the Warwick Arts Centre for this one, if memory serves me right, with the wonderful Caroline Quentin.
If you were going to be in a human centipede, you're going to be... You don't have to answer this question. Do you know what a human centipede is? Have you seen the film The Human Centipede?
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay, I had to explain it to Dawn French as well. It's quite a lot that I have to explain. There's a film called The Human Centipede. It's about a mad scientist who... I've never seen it, but I'm aware of the plot. He gets three young people and he stitches them together... In quite an unusual and unpleasant way.
Okay, hang on.
So they resemble a centipede. They become like.
No.
I think I just because there's more unpleasant ways to think of than this, but it's mouth to bottom. They're stitched together, and I want you to be placed in a human centipede, but you get to choose.
Mouth to bottom.
Yeah, you get to choose the two people who are either you're in the middle. You're going to be stitched there, and your bottom, in turn, will be stitched to someone else.
Yeah.
It's good that... Yeah, and this is the sign of a great actor getting into character.
I have to choose who's behind and who's in front.
Yeah, you can choose anyone in behind and in front.
Okay, in front... Oh, God, I feel sick. That's really... Oh, God, okay. All right, in front is... God, okay, it's really difficult, this, isn't it?
It is, they're very difficult.
And it's not likely to happen, is it? We don't know.
If I've guessed right, we've got the two people backstage. And we'll do it.
In that case, bring on Johnny Depp and Steve Martin.
Do you like to be Steve Martin behind you? That seems unfair on Steve Martin. I'm guessing
I'm having
Johnny
Steve
Depp.
Martin. I'm just having Steve Martin up front.
Up front, Johnny Depp behind. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that now. That's very good.
Now it all makes sense.
Now it all begins to make sense.
There's no way of knowing how someone's going to react to that question. And, you know, other people might have thought, I won't ask Caroline Quentin, but then you wouldn't have had that fantastic bit of badinage. That's why I'm doing this job and you're not. Someone else who is unaware of what human centipede is the brilliant writer and comic Sophie Willan.
If you were going to be put in a human centipede... Are you aware of the Human Centipede franchise?
No.
There's a film called The Human Centipede in which a mad doctor stitches three people together.
What
with
the
them, fuck? With their the mouth. Well, the first person's mouth is fine. then their bottom is stitched to the mouth of the second person, and then their bottom is stitched. I'm sorry to shock you, Sophie.
Yeah, this is. So what? I have to pick three people. I'd want
you're
to
in
be
the middle.
Sewn to.
You're in the middle. Who would you like? You get to choose who would be in front of you and who would be behind.
That's a tricky evening, isn't it?
And it's for life, you know. Your life won't be very long, though, so...
Oh, God, who would I want that with? I feel... David Attenborough.
Yeah, of course. Is he ahead or behind? Are you eating David Attenborough's poo, or are you pooing the poo?
I think
of...
he feels... I think... No, I don't want to eat his shit. I don't know where he's been. He's been all over the world, hasn't he?
Yes.
I think I'd like to hear him narrate what's happening to us. It would be interesting.
Well, that's not really in the question, but I will allow it. I'm going to allow it.
And then who's at the bottom end? I don't know. Cheryl Cole. She doesn't seem like she'd ever shit. So I think that would be.
Okay. So Cheryl Cole on the front, and you're shitting into the mouth of David Attenborough, and he's going.
I'm shitting. I thought it was Cheryl.
No, you're in the middle.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, they're middle. They're both the first and the second person.
I'll have Cheryl and David Attenborough.
That's good. That's a good choice. It's a very good choice.
The lovely Sophie Willen there. Now, not many podcasts could get a man who could have been Prime Minister on as their guest, but I'm Richard Herring. I can do whatever the F I want, except I can't say the word fuck, because that's too rude. I had Ed Miliband on the podcast, along with Jeff Lloyd. They were doing a podcast together at the time. I don't think they do anymore. Maybe they do. So that was pretty wonderful, but... He was sensible enough, Ed, not to answer this question, of course, because he might want to be a Prime Minister one day or just carry on being a politician. So Jeff answers the question. This does come off the back of quite a serious discussion about politics and Brexit and stuff. So that's what's good about this podcast. I think, you know, you can go from talking to a man who was nearly Prime Minister about the situation in Britain to asking him, even if he refuses to answer, about what he would do if he was in a human centipede. Let's find out what Jeff Lloyd says.
I feel awful. I feel like I misrepresented this podcast to Ed. He says, they're not going to ask about Brexit and stuff. So, no, it's going to be all about whether you've sucked your own cock or not.
Well,
and I feel like this is a terrible misrepresentation.
To be fair, it just... I was going to say, we got like someone very important. It'd be awful to waste this by asking those sort of stupid questions. So yes. I want to ask proper.
Yeah.
So Ed Miliband, I wouldn't ask about that. You know, you could have been Prime Minister. It's disgraceful. But have some respect. If you were in a human centipede, you had to be. No, wait. With two other politicians, it's still a political question. But you can choose who the other... Do you know what a human centipede is, Ed?
I'm going to try and deflect this with a pun. Surely it would be a millipede if Ed was in the
room. Oh, bad. So we need a 999 politician. It doesn't work like that, does it?
Yeah. Well handled there by Lloyd and Millipede. And... Again, another fantastic actor, comedian. We're very lucky to have had on the podcast a couple of times. Also a movie buff, so I know that he will have thought very hard about this question before. It's the wonderful Peter Serafinowicz.
If you had to be in a human centipede with two other people, and you're in the middle, but you can choose the other two people, which two people would you choose to be in a human centipede with?
Okay.
So you're in the middle.
Let's see. Wow, what a question. Okay. Who's got the tastiest excrement? okay. Well, you know, I suppose the front of the... first of all, right, yeah. If I was to agree to do this, yeah. It would... I couldn't go, like, the full horrific human centipede. I'd have to... Like, it would have to be like a pantomime human centipede. But, you know, it's the same, but, like, we're in a costume, you know. So at the front, who would it be? Oh, God. What a question. I mean, and I've been asked this so many times. I would say... Donald Trump. But right, you know what? If you're going to do that, you might as well just do it, you know? Just make it as bad as possible. And then behind me... I don't know. I mean,
now they're getting your shit and Donald Trump's shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop. I mean, that is bad. It was all right when it was just yours.
Do you know what? I think, to be fair, what I would do, right, is I would probably have like a competition, and the proceeds would go to charity. Right. So like everybody would get a fair chance of, you know, and a benefit, you know, Oxfam or.
So you're going to auction it off to someone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not sure it'll raise that much money, but you know, you never know.
Peter Sefinovich there. Brilliant handling of the question. And last, and by no means least, let us hear from one of my all-time favourite guests, one of the greatest comic minds to come out of this United Kingdom, so far United, maybe not for long, the brilliant Brian Limond, a.k.a. Limmy.
If you had to do a human centipede with two other people...
Yeah.
If you had to, you're in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Who would you have in front of you and behind you?
You know, I actually asked this in my Q&A.
Were you? Someone nicked it off me then. Because that's my question. No one else could have thought of that.
Am I in the middle?
Yeah, you're in the middle. So you've got
to
eat the shit.
I have to be in the middle. My girlfriend would be in front, so I'm eating her shite. As the person who's shite. I've never eaten a shite, in case you're wondering. But that's the person who's shite I could put up with the most, probably.
Yeah.
And behind me, just a general Tory. I'd say Theresa May, but that'd be kind of sexist. Say David Cameron, but he's not doing it anymore. Let's say the fucking Queen. Who came down to London? Like William Wallace. Who came down to London and... Get him! Come down and quarter.
Of course, that was recorded before the unfortunate death of our monarch, but I can think of no more fitting tribute to Queen Elizabeth II than to close this episode by mentioning her in that wonderful context. I'm sure she would have approved. My only regret is I never got to ask her that question. The secret of the answer to that question goes to her grave, hopefully. When Prince Charles is on, we all know the current answer. I've got a few ideas about Prince Andrew. Thanks for listening, everyone. If you keep on listening, we'll keep putting these out. I think they're a lot of fun. It's quite interesting to go back over the years and see how good I used to be at doing this job. I'll buck my bloody ideas up after listening to this, don't you worry. And this question is coming right back in. I have asked it a few times recently. It's a great question. It does, you know. Ben Evans, who puts this together, has done incredibly well to come up with such varied answers for it. So thank you very much to him. I would also like to thank very much Kate McKeegan, who curates the website Rahulastapa, rahulastapa.com, which, if you are a fan of Rahulastapa, is an amazing resource with emergency questions, all the intros, all, you know, everything you can think of on there, and she keeps it updated. So do check that out if you can. Thank you, as always, to Chris Evans, not that one, partly for producing Ben Evans out of his penis, out of his Welsh penis. Though he didn't do the whole job on his own. Ben Evans didn't just leap out of that penis, but that was part of the process, as I understand it. But also for all his fine work at Go Faster Stripe and Sky Potato and keeping this all going. We will be back soon with another one of these. I'm very sure about that. And if you're a TV executive, obviously get in touch. We can put this on TV, no problem. There's some rude bits. I mean, they're not all about people having their mouth stitched to other people's. If this is your entry point, maybe listen to the last week's one, which was a bit less full on. A lot of them are full on. It probably isn't suitable for telling now I think about it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for listening. Go to gofasterstripe.com for all your Rich Herring download and book needs. Go to richherring.com/gigs to find out if Can I Have My Ball Back is coming near to you. And please listen to as many podcasts on this feed as you possibly can, and make your family and friends and children and strangers, make them listen too. Do get consent from everyone before you make them listen, though. All right, thanks for listening. Go and listen to another one. Bye-bye.